I'm going to introduce something else that we're going to do before we get into the white stone ceremony. So last year at the first of the year, do you remember what I talked about? Yeah, like week to week, I don't really always remember what I talked about the Sunday before, so I'm pretty sure you don't remember. But I will remind you that we shared this adorable little book called Chip the Monk. Yeah, you remember it now. And at that time, when we finished the book, it said to be continued, which I was very excited about. Well, recently, book two came out, Dolly the Llama Who Helps Dissolve Drama. So that is what Danae was talking about when she said we're going to dissolve drama today. We're going to learn from a llama. So I don't forget, Chip the Monk books are in the bookstore. Dolly the Llama books got a little delayed, so they'll be here next week. So if you're interested in these after you hear the story, I wanted to let you know that. So what I'd like to do is just give you a little summary of the Chip the Monk book, because not everybody remembers or ever even heard of this. And just so you know, if you're new, I don't read children's books every week, but they are delightful, and we generally have fun occasionally with one, so I guess it's been a year, but here we are. So I'd like to start with just a summary, as I said, of Chip the Monk. This is by Suzanne Sullivan and Pamela Breeze Barr, and it's illustrated by Wendy Laranzana. And I want to give thanks to this team, too, because they have been so cooperative with us, sending us electronic versions so that we could show it, so excited that we're showing it. They have our message from last year on their Facebook page, and maybe again this year. So, and I hope all of you online will be able to enjoy this just the same as if you were right here, although it's never the same because we're not together. But we do appreciate you tuning in. All right, so let's start with a summary of Chip the Monk. A long time ago, harmony was felt by all beings very big and all beings very small. Everyone danced and sang happy songs. They laughed and they played the whole day long. Then one day something happened that was stranger than strange. And quick as a wink, everything changed. People forgot how to have fun and be glad. They spent their days feeling upset and mad. Something terrible and dark had invaded their lives, creating chaos and troubles to rumble and rise. Do you remember what it was? Pea brain. The invader was Pea Brain, a mean little pea who didn't want laughter or harmony. The meany green pea blew unhappy bubbles, changing bright, sparkly thoughts into boo-hooey troubles. And so then, in Chip the Monk, the world fell into a deep ocean of sorrow. So we go to the next section, where the harmony animals knew what was true. And they sensed right away what they should do. They journeyed to a place that had once been their home to ask for help and for a path to be shown. There was Dolly the Llama, who helps dissolve drama, the harmony bees, who are always at ease, Timothy the Turtle, who helps overcome hurdles, and Holy the Cow, who lives in the wow. Book three will be Holy the Cow, who lives in the wow, I'm told. Harmony Village was the place of their birth. They returned there to Wise One, who came from the earth. They knew that her wisdom would help them get clear on how to help people let go of their fear. Beneath the shade of the wisdom tree, they waited for Wise One patiently. They sat as quietly as they could, and her face began to appear in the wood. She listened as they told the very sad tale, but she already knew it was just a bad spell. Wise One had seen that this might come to be if people were tricked by the lies of the pea. Pea brain, she explained, isn't actually real and has no power over how people feel. But when they believe the meanie green pea, this is what they will start to see. She told the animals at Harmony Village that soon a guide would come to help them. And that they would work together with this guide as a team, a brave and wise team. And then the little one appeared. Holding the little one close to her heart, she went to the village with great news to impart. The animals marveled as they gathered around and gazed at the treasure that Wise One had found. So Chip grew up here in this beautiful space near the wisdom tree with the other animals of Harmony Village. He grew up happy and free and loved, as we hope every child would grow. And then there came a time when Wise One said, "I need to show you something." And she showed him what was going on outside of Harmony Village and what Pea Brain was up to. And then she told Chip something very surprising, that he had a special mission to help people be kinder to their minds and to each other. Well, he was very scared by what he saw with Pea Brain, and doubly scared that he was supposed to do something about it. So he went and hid under his bed for 3 days. And Pea Brain's bubble troubles, you know, floated around. But eventually, he came out, and Wise One began to train him. Wise One showed him many wondrous and powerful ways to remember the truth on the darkest of days. Chip learned to stay calm and peaceful and centered, even when Pea Brain and his trouble bubbles entered. He realized his work was to teach everyone that inside the mind is where fear is undone. Chip knew if people turned away from the pea, they would remember how to be happy and free. So Chip underwent power monk training. And it came down to a point when he was ready to go. Wise One gave him two gifts, a harmony token to remember the truth that love was always with him, and a little monk's robe. Chip and his friends walked down to the gate, straight towards a world filled with lots of mistakes. Looking back at Wise One with love in his eyes, Chip raised his paws in a heart-shaped goodbye. He knew they could never truly be apart. They were joined forever, heart to heart. So that's the backstory of Chip the monk. And now they go out of that gate and they come out into the world, and he's going to call upon Dalai the Lama for part two. So here we have part one, the beginning. Chip and his friends stepped out through the gate and into a world filled with lots of mistakes. As Harmony Village faded from sight, they walked toward a place of darkness and fright. But Chip and Dolly and Timothy, Holy the Cow and the Harmony Bees knew that the fear was just a bad spell. They had no qualms about saying farewell. They stopped by the river to rest for the night and got all snuggled in by the fire's warm light. They knew that Pea Brain was waiting ahead, but they focused their hearts on the truth instead. Darkness appeared to be all around, for the animals knew where peace could be found. Closing their eyes, they turned within to the place where love has no beginning or end. I don't know if you can see the picture, but it is so cute. Like, one of the animals that doesn't get it yet is a fox, and he's got his arms crossed and he looks really angry. Okay, continuing on, they stopped by the river to rest for the night and got all snuggled in by the fire's warm light. They knew that Pea Brain was waiting ahead, but they focused their hearts on truth instead. Oh, I'm sorry, I just read that. I guess we needed to hear that twice. When the sun came up, the group headed out with cheerful hearts and a brand new scout. Happy the hummingbird, who had looked so dark, was now sparkly and shiny, and his colors were glad. As they rounded the bend, Pea Brain came into view. But Chip and his friends knew just what to do. They circled around the harmony token, and a prayer from Chip was softly spoken. Love that surrounds us, we call on you to guide us now in all we do. Keep our minds centered, clear, and strong. Please light our path as we move along. Happy flew ahead to see what he could see and saw a boy named Brad kicking at a tree. He swooped in closer to get a better view of what he might be going through. Happy could see it was Pea Brain's bubbles that were causing all of Brad's upset and troubles. He reported back to Chip, who would choose the right guide to help Brad remember the truth inside. Chip knew that Dolly was just the right one to help Pea Brain's spell become undone. The no-drama llama had quite a gift for helping children make a happy shift. The rest of Chip's friends stayed gladly behind with the shy forest creatures who had fear in their minds. Each of them had a part to perform to help scary thoughts become transformed. Part two, the encounter. Brad looked up when he heard the soft sound of Dolly the llama's hoofs on the ground. He had never seen such a radiant light. It was something brand new and ever so bright. We have come here to meet you, and we joyfully greet you. Our purpose is to help you get out of this funk. Dolly's my llama, and I'm Chip the monk. As Brad looked into Chip's sparkling eyes, a glimmer of hope began to arise. Taking Chip's paw, he sat by his side. Something told him Chip was a trustworthy guide. As we join heart to heart, perhaps we can see just how your feelings came to be. Getting quiet and calm when emotions arise is a good way to see through the pea's ugly lies. Close your eyes and we can begin. Let a deep breath out and let a deep breath in. There's no hurry at all. We will do this together. We'll sit right here till we're light as a feather. As Brad's emotions began to subside, he felt his spirit begin to rise. Though he didn't quite know what was taking place, a smile began to appear on his face. I know that it's hard to share and explain the dark, scary thoughts that are causing you pain. It's okay to feel however you feel, but together we can sort out the false from the real. My mom and my dad used to get along. They made funny pancakes. They sang silly songs. We'd hike through the trees. We'd go down to the lake. And they'd carry me home when my feet started to ache. But now they say mean things and they scream and shout. Today, I felt completely worn out. Maybe it's my fault they argue that way, though I try my best to be quiet when I play. I feel so awful and very alone. I'm not sure if I should go home. Why do they have to be so stressed? Everything feels like a great big mess. Part 3, The Trick. Fighting and yelling is a form of drama. It can look many ways and feel like trauma. Although these scenes can look quite scary, I can help you see what is not yours to carry. Drama is part of the great forgetting. When you don't remember love, it's so upsetting. The trick is part of pea brain spell, which is meant to make you feel unwell. Think of a stage where people are pretending and the roles they play seem never ending. Some are afraid and some are mad. Some are depressed, some are sad. But if you join in and get frantic too, it only keeps you stuck like gum on your shoe. A way to feel better is to step off the stage. Drama feels lighter when you don't engage. Part 4, The Remembering. He's remembering who he is, right? Like we sang in the meditation. Spotting drama is a very good start. It can help relieve upset and quiet your heart. By walking away, you can put some distance between you and pea brain's very persistence. You can't control what others do, but you can find a space that feels better to you. Remember these words when you come across drama. You can change your mind in the way of the llama. Well, it's easy with you, but what do I do when there's no one around that I can talk to? At home, no one sees me or hears me at all. I feel like I faded right into the wall. Even when we're not around, this powerful love can always be found. It's in a cloud, it's in a flower, it's in your chest, your closet, and even in your shower. Instead of a monster under your bed, when you look underneath, you'll find love instead. Always remember that this love is real. It's there no matter how bad you might feel. To remind you that love can never be broken, we're sending you off with a harmony token. Although it's a small and simple gift, it will help you remember to make a shift. As Chip and Dolly waved goodbye, Brad walked home feeling lighter inside. As his house and his family came into view, it looked just the same, but it felt different too. As he peacefully gazed at a llama-shaped cloud, he realized that love was indeed all around. Like Dolly had said, it never could leave. All he needed to do was truly believe. The end. So there's some really simple and profound teachings in this book, and I want to just highlight some of the things that I saw in it that can help us dissolve drama. That is, assuming you don't want a lot of drama in 2025. Anybody excited about walking into some more drama, creating some drama? No, probably not. So I think we're on the same page. So I like how they define it for us, that drama is the great forgetting. Drama is simply the great forgetting. When you don't remember love, it's so upsetting. And then what to do? Well, this, if you join in and get frantic too, it only keeps you stuck like gum on your shoe. So part of it is just simply not to engage in it, right? But sometimes we're in the midst of it. We're in the we're in the group, or we're in the situation, we're in the relationship that requires some addressing. And so in that case, I think it's helpful to us to remember to just honor the feelings that are present in ourselves and in the other, and uphold the facts, and leave the rest. Because the rest is just a bunch of interpretation, and it's pea brain doing its work to stir up a lot of drama, right? So let's instead do what we can to dissipate, to dissolve, and then to let it go, to move away. So one of the things they say is to just, you know, if we think of Dalai, the Lama, right? If we, that there's one picture where Brad is kind of leaning against her, and she's just sort of holding this beautiful space. And we can also be that, right? We can hold space. We can just be the person who holds the space of love. Once we've spoken our feelings and talked about the facts, we can just let that go and just be the one who holds space. For the highest and best good, for the others, for the highest and best good of ourselves and the situation. And then if we need to walk away from there. So one of the things that causes drama or exacerbates it and fans the flames is gossip. And it's one of those human things that's just so easy to step into, isn't it? It's just, you know, something that we like to connect with each other, and we hear something about somebody, and it might even start out as a concern, a really, you know, from a place of kindness and empathy, but it can turn into dirt pretty quick. It can turn into that sort of gossipy sort of behavior. And I love what Brené Brown says, the social researcher and author Brené Brown says about gossip and what it can do and how we can not get engaged in it. She says a lot of times what we do when we gossip or what we're trying to do is something she calls hotwire connection. And so we think somehow if I tell this person who I'd like to have a relationship with or I'd like to deepen my friendship with about person number three, that it's going to create this connection. But what that is, she also calls common enemy intimacy. And that's not what we want to create, is it? That's not real connection. Real connection takes time, usually. Real connection is something that develops. It's trust. It's getting to know. It's being curious. It's spending time together. And in our fast-moving world, I think sometimes we might like this idea of hot-wiring connection, and so we may fall into gossip, you know, innocently out of that desire. But we need to pay attention to what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. If connection is what we want, then let's take the long road to real connection. Often long road, doesn't always have to be, but often it is. And not fall into this creation of drama, which is what gossip does. So that's one of the ways we can avoid it in the first place. We don't even have to worry about dissolving it because it just doesn't even get created. And then getting back to some of the tips that Chip the Monk and Dalai the Lama give us, to get quiet and calm when emotions arise is a good way to see through pea brain's ugly lies. And so we know that thoughts and emotions work together in tandem in the co-creation, our third principle, in the co-creation of life. And often it's the thoughts that drive more of the feelings, and then the feelings begin to, you know, create more of the thoughts. And then those, you know, if the feelings are upset, then off the thoughts become more upsetting, right? And they can be fueled by more judgment and all these things that we don't want that create more separation, more drama and more separation. And so just that getting quiet and paying attention to what's present here helps us start to see and to sort through, as Chip said, the false from the real. And then we can really act from a much better place. And I love that they say, let's sit right here together until we feel light as a feather. So sweet. And so true, isn't it? I find that when I'm sitting in meditation, whether it's alone or together, I often leave that sitting time lighter. Do you find that to be true for you? And so this is a big piece of it, to remember that we lighten our load by getting still. We lighten our load through the practice of meditation and breath and quieting our minds. And then finally, the last bit of wisdom from Dalai Lama, remember these words when you come across drama. You can change your mind in the way of the Lama. Always remember, divine love is real. It's there no matter how bad you might feel. So as we move into the new year, let's move into the new year with less of that drama stuff. Lighter and freer and happier and more in the co-creation of a place like Harmony Village. And so now I want to take us into our white stone ceremony. And so we'll, again, if you didn't get a stone or a pen, maybe raise your hand so we can be sure that everybody's set. So let me just tell you a little bit about the white stone ceremony and its origin. This is, as I said, a ritual in unity. And it actually does have biblical roots, historical roots for one. In the time of Jesus' life, Roman prisoners, or Rome who imprisoned people, when those prisoners, sometimes Roman prisoners, were freed, they were given a white stone. And that white stone was to symbolize their freedom and the new slate, the clean slate they were starting with, the fresh start. So that's part of this idea of the new year beginning with this white stone, this blank slate, this symbol of freedom and happiness and new beginnings. And as we hold the white stone, as we know this new beginning, we can allow ourselves, and we'll move through a guided meditation that will allow something to be given to us from Spirit to be written on that stone. That also has biblical roots. From Revelation 2:17, it says, "Let anyone who has an ear to listen to what Spirit is saying to the churches, to everyone who conquers," in other words, overcomes, "I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on that white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." So what is that hidden manna? The hidden manna is spiritual food. And what is this idea, the white stone, this symbol of a new beginning and some guidance the Spirit wants to give you in one word, so it's easy to remember. And it's easy to be with all year long, to let it be your North Star. Let it be your guiding light. Let it be your intention to be this throughout the year, in difficult times, in promising times, in times of new beginnings and endings and excitement and challenge, in all times. So we want to, once we receive it, we want to really keep it somewhere where we can see it throughout the year. So on this white stone, you'll be given a word that might be a word you've never heard. It's possible. It might be a word that really surprises you or that you don't think of necessarily as a spiritual word or a spiritual quality. It might be a new name. I just want to really encourage us to open up and trust Spirit. You just never know what's going to come. And then once we trust that and write it down and use that as our word, it will come clearer later if there's some question about, why am I getting this word or this name? So invite our musicians up and we'll get moving into guided meditation. If you came with something in mind, because some of you know the white stone ceremony, I want to encourage you to open up your mind, let go of the preconceived ideas, and really just drop in and see what comes through the guidance. So let's just take a moment to breathe, to relax. To bring our attention into the heart. And to just let this song relax us further, bring us more into the presence once again.
Today, as I stand open to divinity in me, I choose my name. I choose my Spirit.
Invite you to hold your stone, to feel the texture and the shape and the temperature. If you wish to open your eyes and look at your stone, or just to feel the energy, it's as if the word is already in that stone, selected just for you. And that guiding word that Spirit has in mind for the highest and best of your remembrance of your true self to guide you throughout 2025. Let that word seep in and appear on the stone. Taking a few moments in the silence.
I write this name. Expresses God in me on this white stone. On this white stone, I write my name.
So hopefully you've received something today, and if you haven't, you know, you can always replay the meditation on our YouTube channel and move through the process once again. Whatever you receive, truly allowing it to be something that you work with throughout the year, so that might be something that you want to keep visible and tactile, and you know where that would place would be most for you, on your altar or on your desk near your computer or in your car, in your purse, or wherever that may be. So letting that be the place that you go to again and again in this situation. How can I be that quality, whatever that situation may be? As I'm manifesting or co-creating this wonderful new dream, how can I step more fully into that quality and embody that essence that Spirit has given me on this day to guide me through the new year? So as we embrace this quality and we become this throughout 2025, which is very exciting as we are evolving each moment in time, each day in time, let's also remember the story and what we learned today about dissolving drama, and know that as we move through this year, we are also able to not engage so much in drama, not co-create it, and to dissolve it when it appears. And as we dissolve that drama, we will also be evolving, resolving to evolve. So I invite us to say this affirmation together. Drama I dissolve as I resolve to evolve. Hopefully that'll be easier to remember. Bless you and Happy New Year to everyone. Yeah.